Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome back to another podcast episode. I am your host, Leanne, and welcome to my podcast, Holistic Healing and Happiness. If this is your first time tuning into my podcast, you're very welcome. If you've been in the past and you've listened through the other ones, thank you so much. I really value your continued support in obviously listening in to my podcast and obviously trying to help raise your vibration as well as you go out into this beautiful world that we live in. Today, I wanted to speak a little bit about being so hard on ourselves. Isn't it crazy how much we constantly have this inner voice in our head that is so hard on ourselves? We're not worthy. We're not good enough. Why would we be able to do that? You know, and we think so highly then of others, but yet for ourselves, no, we are like our inner critic is just so hard on ourselves. And I know you've all heard those sayings, would you say those thoughts to your best friend? The answer 9 times out of 10 is no. So why do we say it to ourselves? So this week I wanted to mix up the podcast a little bit to set a little challenge for yourself. I always say to my clients that come to me, I always say our mental health is like a tennis match. Basically, when we have a negative thought, we need to hit the ball back with a positive thought. Now, this isn't false positivity. Yes, we need to feel into our emotions. Yes, we need to feel what is coming in and going on. But what I mean is when we have that self-doubt coming in, when we have that like, I'm not worthy enough, I'm not good enough. Yes, understanding where that's coming from. But what I want you to be able to do is so that you don't go down into a dark space or a dark hole, I want you to say an affirmation about the opposite of how you're feeling. So let's just assume I'm not good enough to be in love. Let's just say we're trying to manifest love into our life. I'm not worthy of the love that I can receive from someone else. So what's a positive affirmation or a spin that we can put on that? I am worthy of so much love because I am a beautiful soul. I am gorgeous. It is so, so important to know your worth, to know your value. I work deeply with clients where we do an element of mirror work as well. This is one of the things that I found very challenging when I was going on my journey to healing and all of that and working with my mindset. Doing mirror work, looking deep into your eyes, into your soul, and reaffirming affirmations that you may not feel are true right now in this moment about yourself. But you are going to build the belief that it is true. Because remember, you were born into this world, the most unique, beautiful person there is, and you still are. But maybe you've lost that belief. Maybe you've lost that faith in yourself. So this is what I want you to do today, is to understand that you are worthy of the love and abundance that is coming your way. But first, you have to feel worthy enough. First, you have to be able to raise your vibration. First, you need to step up to what it is going on in your mind. Now, I know I have felt really kind of low on and off since the 1st of April up until the solar eclipse, which was actually last night. I'm doing this recording on a Tuesday. I normally record on a Monday, but I was way too busy yesterday. So I really felt those energies. And while I wasn't, let's say, down in the dumps, quilt over my head and didn't move, but what I did notice is I felt into those emotions. I was like, oh, this is coming up for me. What could this mean? But I always made sure to then say a positive affirmation around what I felt was going on to help uplift me, to get me through the day, but while still working through what I was going through. I made sure to do my journaling. I made sure to do my meditation, my Reiki, all of the things, because again, I have to show up first and foremost for myself, then for my kids, my husband, and for my friends, my family, and my clients. You know, at the end of the day, I want to be able to show up and be the best version of myself, but I do honor and respect whatever is going on in the moment for myself. So catch yourself today. If you feel that you have these negative emotions or negative thoughts that come in all of a sudden, what is the opposite? So what's the positive that I could say to hit that tennis ball back, so that I can raise my vibration, so that I don't go down a downward spiral of thinking less of myself? We don't want to think less of ourselves, because again, your gifts are different to mine. We are all unique in that way. There is no two of us the same. So tap into your unique, beautiful gifts that you have within you and know that you are enough. Remember, I am so happy and grateful now. It doesn't even have to start with that, but just like, I am beautiful. I am radiant. I am worthy of love. I am worthy of the money flowing to me. I am worthy of living an abundant life. I am worthy of living in my dream home. I am worthy of the job I am going to get hired to do. I am worthy of running my own business. I am worthy of standing in front of a room of women or whoever, or if you want to do a TED talk, I am worthy of being able to do a TED talk. I am able to do a TED talk and stand into my truth. Again, I don't know where the TED talk just came from, but anyway, let's say if you've exams coming up, like you've got college exams or whatever exams, I am going to pass my exams because I am putting in the effort in investing in myself, because I know how amazing the payoff is going to be when I pass my exams. I am worthy of the pass mark that I am going to receive. So again, stepping into the vibration versus going, oh my God, I'm going to fail this now because again, I'm stupid, I'm less than, I'm this, this, this. Yes, we might feel into that, but again, I want you to come out of it as quick as you can, to flip it on its head so that you can go, okay, no, do you know what? I'm not going to feed into I'm less than, I can't do this. I'm going to step into the vibration, I can do this. I can, because remember, if you tell yourself you can't, you can't. If you tell yourself you can do something. So let's get into the more I cans, and let's try and break the cycle and the negativity of the I can'ts. And again, stop comparing yourself to others online, offline, wherever. You are beautiful and unique in your own way. You might learn differently. Like me, I'm dyslexic. I learn differently to others. But again, it took me years to obviously to be okay with that, because you're not taught these things in school and how to navigate your through yourself, like to your soul's expression of being so unique and beautiful. So again, give yourself the time, give yourself the grace to tap into it. But again, play the tennis match, negative, positive, negative, positive, negative, positive. So challenge yourself today and every other day. If you have a negative thought, see, can you have a positive thought that can come in instead of that? What is the opposite to it? And let's get that tennis match going. And again, as always, I'm always sending you so much love and light from my heart chakra to yours. And if you found this beneficial, please feel free to share it with someone else. Sending you so much love and light. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Mwah, mwah, mwah.